listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Some miners may struggle to get to work this morning as a road train has caught on fire on Peak Downs Mine Road. The fire is now out and the surrounding roads remain open, but the direct road to the mine will remain closed until further notice. Queensland victims of crime welcome the state's new youth justice laws, but are asking for more to be done around inclusion in the justice process. Voice for Victims founder Ken Cunliffe says any impact on reducing crime rates is a good thing, however.
At the end of the day, though, we're here for victims. And I don't think there was a great deal in the legislation that passed that specifically geared at victims.
Changes include breach of bail for youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at sentencing. A Queensland nutrition expert is concerned about the health of central Queensland kids, with around 15% of children arriving at school without lunch. It says one in five Australian households have been food insecure in the last year due to the rising cost of living. Griffith University's Dr. Lisa Vince says there is no one-size-fits-it-all approach to fixing the issue.
We know that breakfast clubs can support school children. This is another avenue as well. So yes, the conversation needs to be started, but it's a complex issue requiring a multifaceted approach.
Taking a look at local sport, the Cappers bagged another win over the weekend in the Q Cup after travelling to Townsville to take on the Blackhawks, which saw them win 30-22. That's two wins this season, seeing our CQ side place second in the ladder and starting the season strong. Next weekend, we'll see the Cappers take on Northern Pride at home in Brown Park, who are not far behind our CQ side as they have one win and one loss. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.